From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that about 100 people protested outside the Kingston office of Representative Antonio Delgado on July 2nd, calling on closure of U.S. detention camps where migrant children are held near the U.S. and Mexican border. Similar closed camp protests were held all over the country July 2nd. New Platte's resident Steve Greenfield at the Kingston protest said he plans to wear the skull cap that is a symbol of his Jewish faith and a yellow star like the ones Jews were forced to wear in Nazi Germany until the United States closes the immigrant camps. Greenfield said, and I quote, "There are people being held in concentration camps in this country. I am a Jew, and I was raised by my culture to believe that I bear a special burden in life for as long as I'm on this earth to make sure that there are no concentration camps anywhere in the world," end quote. Protesters wanted four specific things from Delgado: a visit to a detention center this week, work to close the centers, rejecting any additional federal funding for family detention and deportation, and help reuniting families. In a statement, Delgado condemned the camps, but did not promise any specific action, including the request of protesters. His statement also applauded, and I quote, "the impassioned civic engagement in response to what's happening to migrant families within our borders," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Jesse McKinley and Vivian Wang report in the New York Times that President Donald Trump spent a lot of time July 1st and 2nd on an epic Twitter tirade against New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Letitia James. He did not mention the Attorney General by name, but said James was, and I quote, "harassing all of my New York businesses in search for anything at all they can find to make me look as bad as possible," end quote. He also claimed, and I quote, "people are fleeing New York like never before. If they own a business, they are twice as likely to flee. And if they are a victim of harassment by the AG of the state, like what they're doing to our great NRA, which I think will move quickly to Texas, where they are loved," end quote. Cuomo shot back in a statement saying, and I quote, "if he is worried about law enforcement, he shouldn't break the law. If he is worried about New York taxes, he should repeal the New York tax penalty called SALT that he and Republicans passed, which targeted New York and raised our taxes by $15 billion, end quote. The Times fact-checked Trump's tweets and found many false allegations. The Times corrected the record that there are places in New York State where it is not that costly to live, that the Attorney General is an elected position in New York. They pointed out that Trump has admitted to using his charitable foundation's money to contribute to political causes, that the overall population of the state has slightly increased during the last 8 years, that the National Rifle Association is based in Virginia, and Cuomo said, and I quote, "I lowered taxes in New York. Trump raised them," end quote. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Rick Collin reports in the Albany Times-Union that some Rensselaer residents are asking State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ela to end an agreement between operators of the S.A. Dunn landfill, who gave the school district there $125,000 to, and I quote, "not oppose, object to, or otherwise interfere," end quote, with the landfill next door to the school. Dave Ellis of the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition said, and I quote, "we believe this is a hush fund agreement, and we believe it is inappropriate," end quote. The Times Union, July 1st, revealed the agreement for the school district to keep quiet in exchange for the donation. Last week, it was revealed that the S.A. Dunn landfill is also paying the State Department of Environmental Conservation a $35,000 fine and forcing them to reduce dust, including building a berm to shield the nearby Rensselaer Junior Senior High School. Under state education law, citizens can file appeals to State Education Commissioner on any action that a local school official or school board made. Rensselaer School Superintendent Joseph Kardash only partly defended the agreement July 2nd, saying, and I quote, "we thought it was our duty to get what we could for our kids," end quote. He also said he called the DEC to complain about the dust and odors from the landfill after the agreement was finalized. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Ichabod Crane Central School District officials brought Lee Bordick back as interim superintendent June 28th, his second time in the role. Bordick replaces Michael Vanyo, who resigned as superintendent June 30th. Vanyo had been placed on unpaid administrative leave from April 9th to May 21st and then paid administrative leave from May 22nd to June 30th after being arrested in April on charges of driving while intoxicated in Saratoga County. Those charges are still pending. The school board appointed Bordick through December 31st. He was previously an interim middle school principal at Ichabod Crane, as well as serving as superintendent for 2.5 years and superintendent at other New York schools before retiring recently. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Chatham Town officials will listen to the public at least one more time before voting on a new zoning plan. The Chatham Town Board will host a question and answer session about the zoning laws at 6 p.m. July 8th at the Tri-Village Fire Company, 111 County Route 13 in Old Chatham. A June 20th Town Board meeting drew about 130 people, mostly because of the zoning issue. Jeannie Valetti-Bowerman of the Chatham United for Common Sense Zoning Board Group said, and I quote, "It, the zoning laws, seems to be meant for a larger community and doesn't fit our rural environment," end quote. Others are opposed to restrictions on short-term rentals. After the July 8th special meeting, the town board's next regular meeting is at 6 p.m. July 18th. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a safe and happy holiday.